All right. Hello, Idiots on Parade, the Too Ugly for TV podcast. We mock the news so you don't have to. This may be a short podcast because I'm in a hotel. And as we all know, hotel wireless is awesome.
Nice. There we go.
Sketchy. That is Jake Vevra, stand-up comedian in New York City. How's it going, Jake? I am Nathan Timmel, stand-up comedian in Iowa City. Merry Christmas, Jake. We are recording this on the 23rd, but this is posting on Christmas Day. So Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. Merry Kwanzaa. All the stuff. Happy holidays.
If you're watching Ramadan, if that's still going on. If you're watching me on YouTube, you saw me digging my nose. I got a nose itch. I haven't done enough blow, or maybe I've done too much, but my nose itches. So listeners,
gotta do the exact right amount of blow before a podcast.
You gotta do it. Let's jump right in. Jake, you and I, despite what some people have said online, we're getting older, and I think I have entered my grumpy old man phase, where I look at the kids today, the youth with their Elvis and their swinging hips, and I just don't understand it. Here's our first story. Young voters explain why they're bailing on Biden and whether they'd come back. And I had to scroll up to read the thing. It's complicated. I feel if I were to give my vote to Biden, a 24-year-old says, because he's done the bare minimum, voters cited a number of policy areas that disappointed them, including insufficient moves to address climate change, even though he passed the largest climate change bill against all the wishes of Republicans, Biden's inability to fully cancel student loan or debt, because that's the president's job, to take care of your student loans, or to codify Roe versus Wade, even though that's, I don't know, is he supposed to wave a magic wand? All of these complaints are things that go through what?
He's got to have control of the House and the Senate to do
that. Congress, yes. It has to go through the House of Representatives and the Senate. And the instant the courts shut down his student loan debt bill, he introduced another one. So these crybabies are saying, well, he's not doing enough. He passed a climate change bill that pissed off every Republican. And so you want to put the people that don't want to do shit. Oh, and they're pissed about the Israeli war. You know who supports the Israeli war more than Democrats? Republicans. When Democrats asked for money for Ukraine, they said, well, how about this? We'll give the money to Israel instead. Their logic, their lack of it, is astounding, that they don't like the guy that's trying to do everything he can for them, and so they'll vote for or not vote, they just won't vote, and the people that will actively give them the middle finger will take power, and they'll get shit. It's insane.
Well, I think they're mad that they can't really have much of a primary, because
about that.
Biden was
right off.
Well, Biden was a, you got to remember, compared to a lot of the people running, you know, like the Elizabeth Warrens, the Bernie Sanders, I mean, Biden was the mainstream Democrat. He was the moderate out of the
party. I didn't support him. I didn't caucus for him. I didn't take him in the primaries.
Well, yeah. And so hence people that are like way progressive. Yeah. They're going to wish that they had a Bernie Sanders, that they had an Elizabeth Warren or somebody, but he's the incumbent. That's not going to happen. And so at the end of the day, everybody in that article will most likely end up voting for Biden in the general election anyway, because they're damn sure not going to. Everything that they said in there, Trump will wipe his ass with all of that. He will go so hard the other way. So, I mean, this
any
is an
Republican
article about
would,
nothing.
Not even Trump. If Democrats lose down the line, if they think a divided House or just a one margin and Manchin's not running, what's going to get accomplished with Republicans stymieing everything he goes for? What they need to look at. I can't believe Democrats are so stupid and bad at messaging. I should be a Democratic strategist because they're so fucking dumb. All they have to do is literally say, hey, look what Biden did from 2020 to 2022 when Democrats controlled everything. And then look what's happened since Republicans took over the House of Representatives and shit on every bill. That's what they should do, is point out their successes and what happened. And they don't. I don't understand it.
Well, they keep having all these issues with the Speaker of the House, and they voted out the last one, and they keep threatening to shut the government down. It's a whole thing. I mean, don't get me wrong, Biden's not a perfect president.
No,
I personally
want to
write
him.
I'm going to write in Hunter Biden. You know, I want the young bull to take the reins. It's great. Oh, Joe Biden decriminalized marijuana. Hunter Biden's going to legalize ketamine. It's going to be fucking great.
He can't now, not after that's what was revealed to have taken Matthew Perry out of the game.
Really? Ketamine?
That was the autism. The autism said ketamine. Didn't know that? They released that about a week ago, that Matthew Perry, that it was ketamine in his system.
The autopsy said ketamine. Wow. But
I mean, he did have 10 years of heavy pill popping that probably damaged his system to the point. Well, I read his book. I mean, he had his colon exploded. He almost died. He was in a coma for 2 months, a medically induced coma. So that might have played a big role in his body not being able to, you know, stand up for things. But yeah, in the end, they said it was like, it's like when someone, they put COVID on the death certificate when they had cancer. It's like, oh yeah, COVID sort of pushed them over the edge. Ketamine probably pushed them over the edge, but there were a host of other things, I think, in there.
That's right. I'm a ketamine truther. I say it didn't kill Matthew Perry. I say it was that other stuff you just said. I'm pro ketamine on this one. Future President Hunter Biden, don't listen to the anti- ketamine propaganda. It did not kill Chandler Bing from Friends.
I'm going to go back to what you said a second ago. My nose still itches. God damn it. I already said I'm in a hotel room, but I don't have my setup. That's why Jake sounds great and I sound like I'm speaking into an echo chamber. Wasn't the idea that in the end they'll vote for Biden because they have to? Isn't that what everybody thought was going to happen in 2016 with Hillary? And how'd that work out?
Well, it not as well as when Biden ran. Like, they didn't do it for Hillary. They were like, wow, that didn't go so hot. And then they did do it for Biden.
Yeah, I mean, they saw what happened when they don't vote for when they don't hold their nose and vote for the, you know, lesser of two evils or the shit sandwich as opposed to the giant douche, the South Park reference. Yeah,
right.
So maybe
they got the orange monopoly man who told us to do nothing to protect ourselves during a global pandemic and said that the rest of the world was just making the goddamn disease up.
It was. All right, moving on. Jake, you know, one thing that we should never do is victim blame. We should never shame victims of a crime. We should never shame victims. We should never blame them. Washington serial killer suspect lured victims to their deaths with promises of finding buried gold.
Nice.
I hate to shame someone that got murdered, but if the pitch is, hey, let's go dig in this basement or out in the woods, I know there's gold in them narhills, you might want to, you know, have your spidey sense tingle a little bit and say, I don't like the looks of this. I'm not so sure I should be following this man anywhere. He's got a pickaxe. That could end up in my skull like an ice pick.
Yeah. In fact, shout out to that serial killer. He's the first one to pull this since the gold rush era. For hundreds of years, people have had different excuses for luring people. He lured them with prospector lies. It's great.
It is. I mean, generally, you have to feel sorry for victims because they were, you know, down on their luck. A lot of them, they pick up young women who are prostitutes, maybe in sex trafficking. You know, they had a harsh life, and that's where they ended up. And then some asshole kills them. This guy just promised gold and got people to get in the car with him. Not even, maybe they were down on their luck because they're going for gold, but he had a common scheme. He tells an individual he needs their help digging up gold, lures them out to a wooded area alone with him, murders them, and buries and leaves their body deep in the park.
I mean, I didn't want to make fun of the victims, and I still don't.
No.
The more you talk about it, the more I think. I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. You have all this money in gold? You said it's buried? And you're just going to share it with me?
I don't think it was his money. I think he hit a gold mine. He knew where, you know, like he had a divining rod, except not for water. So it wasn't like, I buried gold out there. Let's go dig it up. It was,
well,
I
okay, know okay, whatever. A Nigerian prince buried gold. Like, whoever put it there. But I'm like, why would you share half of it with me? Why wouldn't you just go out and dig the fucking gold out by yourself and then keep 100% of said gold?
And it doesn't say in here, that's a good question, because nowhere in here does it say he would tell the victims, "Oh, my back, I can't dig on my own, or I have a club foot." There's no.
Well, I assume that was part of it, right? I mean,
it would have to be like, I need help. Yeah, this is too big. But again, what?
Okay. You would get a friend of yours. You would split it with a friend of yours.
Exactly. And or depending on the take or what you think is out there, you would like, all right, we're going to need heavy machinery. We're going to need an excavator. Like, how much do you think you're digging up? How is there this vein of gold that nobody knows about except for you? And did it say it was in a national park or somewhere where it's federal land? I don't think you can just go wandering around digging up gold. Like, that should set off of like, oh, we're going to wander into Yellowstone and do some mining. Do we need a permit?
Yeah. I mean, as far as I know, since the old timey cowboys and pirates and prospector days, nobody buries gold bars anymore except for disgraced New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. He's the only one who does it. I mean, unless that guy is Bob Menendez, there's not gold in the ground.
And he kept it in his closet. He didn't even put it in the gold. And if he did bury it, it was going to be in his backyard where the FBI would find it anyway.
You know who does bury gold bars, though, is all the other senators, because they're smarter than Menendez. You know, they don't just fucking leave that shit in the closet. They bury it in them there hills. I found, yar, I have Bob Menendez's hidden treasure. Let's go find it. He buried it deep where the FBI wouldn't find it.
Yes. All right, let's move into frivolous lawsuits. The Tolkien estate and Amazon win Lord of the Rings lawsuit against Fellowship of the King author. You talk about given the serial killer props for his chutzpah in his scheme. This guy right here, you talk about a scheme. The Lord of the Rings are a work of copyrighted fiction. Everybody knows who wrote them. This guy says, ooh, I'm going to write some fan fiction. And then he attempts to sue the Tolkien estate for selling rights to Amazon. It's insane. He's like, I'm going to take these characters. I'm going to write my own story about hobbits and
wow, I read it totally backwards. I was confused about this whole thing. Because that made, I was like, oh, he got sued for ripping off the Tolkien stuff.
No, he ripped it off and then tried to sue Amazon and lost. It's like the balls on this guy. I mean, because you can write, I guess you can write fan
fiction. Who the fuck is he? George Santos? Who the hell's got the balls to do that? Who the hell thought that was going to work?
I am surprised Santos didn't think of it, but he filed a $250 million lawsuit. I'm sure he was looking for a settlement. I'm sure he thought Amazon would go, all right, give him $100,000 to make him go away. And that'd be like the payday of his life. But Amazon fought and won. Now dipshit has
You have to. And I know it's cheaper to settle out of court with some stuff. But if he would have won, then tomorrow I would have sued HBO for ripping off my book, Game of Crowns. And I would have, you know, I would have sued for 32 mil, would have settled out of court for about 500 grand. But I'm just saying, Game of Crowns was my book first. It didn't even have to be first.
That's the whole thing. It didn't have to be first. You could just say, I wrote Game of Crowns as a parallel multi-universe to get. Yeah, it doesn't.
Wasn't even claiming it was first.
No. He was claiming that. He's claiming that he wrote an idea based off the Lord of the Rings, and that Amazon, who went to the Tolkien estate and said, "Hey, we'd like to expand on your world," stole from him. See, Amazon approached the Tolkien estate and said, hey, we want to buy the rights to the Lord of the Rings and all the characters, and we're just going to use them in our own series. And Tolkien estate went, oh, you're going to pay us millions of dollars? We'll take it. And then this guy tried to sue both of them.
That's pretty awesome. Awesome. I wrote a Star Wars porn parody. And now that they started making new episodes all the time, there's some parallels. And so Lucas is getting a call from me.
Getting a lawyer. Well, Lucas is out. Lucas took the payday from Disney, remember? He said, peace.
Well, either way, Disney then is going to have to write me a check for my movie Star Wars that I wrote.
Someone's getting sued.
And they started writing new Star Wars. And
yeah. All that matters is someone's getting sued.
That's right. I'll sue the fucking balls off someone. I don't care who.
All right, Jake, I know your favorite thing in the world. I mean, we talk about this on the podcast every week. Sometimes we go long. We can have podcasts. Our podcasts sometimes go 2 or 3 hours because, Jake, you are such a fan of comic book movies. You cannot get enough of them.
I hate comic book movies more than I hate STDs. Go on.
Jonathan Majors, fired by Disney Marvel Studios after assault guilty verdicts, actor had played Kang the Conqueror, and it's upended Marvel's universe because they were going to build the next set of Marvel movies around him. As I read about this, again, I don't know who the victim is here. Well, he was found innocent on 2 charges and guilty on 2 charges, but overall, Jake, how many, you know, we're both married guys. We've both been in relationships before our wife. You ever run across someone, I know I have, that shot off like huge red flags and you went, hey, I'm going to take a pass.
Most of the time I didn't take a pass, but I see what you're saying.
He definitely, the more I read about this relationship, it's like at any point, like he let it get to a head where, did you see the video of him running down the street?
No.
Okay, so the idea was he beat her up in a car, but with the video show, they had all this footage from security cameras on buildings in New York, just public security cameras or private, I don't know. Yes, there was a struggle in the cab that you can't really see, but what he does is he sort of pushes her away, pushes her into the car, and then she grabs onto him, and at one point he just lets go, and then there is like 30 seconds of him just running from her, trying to get away from her. And everybody thought, like, oh, he's innocent because, you know, he's trying to get away from her. He doesn't want to hurt her. Whatever led to that point, I'm sure there were maybe anywhere between 1 and 10,000 red flags that led to that. Hey, viewers and listeners, when you start coming across these red flags and realize you're dating crazy, get out. Get out early before it gets to the Jonathan Majors fight in a car running down the streets of New York moment.
Well, but that's the thing. I with a lot of this stuff, a lot of these guys who are abusive or whatever, I don't think it's just sort of like, well, that was a fun third date. Quack. You know, it's not all it's
no, sort I'm of saying like from a, his point of view, I'm saying he knew she was crazy.
Oh, well, okay. I'll even say on the other side, it will before the lady gets crazy enough to where she's like chasing you down the street with, I don't know, a machete, whatever the hell was going on there. It normally isn't like everything's fine and then she does it. It's normally like a frog in boiling water to where it's like,
yeah,
she just seems a little weird. Wow, that was really, really weird. And then it escalates. And so you slowly get used to one level of crazy and then she adds just a little bit more and a little bit more and you don't really notice it. And then you look back over time and you're like, wow, dude, she went from normal to completely like rabbit boiling insane. Total fatal attraction.
I'm saying watch out for those. And when you see them start to sprinkle, like have your spidey just like, ooh, that no bueno.
Yeah,
be more aware.
I didn't read a whole lot of details about what he did or allegedly did or whatever. I was just reading about like the studio's responses and things like that. That was most of the article that I saw.
I do got to give props to Marvel and Disney though, because the instant he got arrested, everybody was saying fire him. He's going to get fired. How dare you hold on to him? And they said, we're going to let the trial play out. And as soon as he was found guilty, they said, all right, now he's got to go. And you got to give him props for that, for not just cutting and running at the drop of a hat. Like, if he had been found
guilty. Well, I think we've seen it happen enough times to where, you know, it's not always cut and dry, like, right at the beginning. So, yeah, I mean, you got to kind of let these things play out, see what happens.
Was it Chris Hardwick who got accused? And then it turned out that, oh, she was batshit and had emotional problems. And yeah.
Who?
Chris Hardwick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's been a few of them, you know?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things to where you go, well, you got to be a little nutty to make some shit like that up. But some people are a little fucking nutty. So it's not common, but sometimes people do that, you know?
Yeah. All right, final story for Christmas. Jake, We talked about this a couple weeks ago. I thought it was over. It is pretty much over because my videos, everything is calmed down online. But then on December 19th, I made the New York Post. Man's rant against wife backfires spectacularly when followers take her side. Comedian and author Nathan Timmel is the kind of man who is married and likes to create content complaining about being married.
The world sided against you in that petty argument. How does it feel? What a fucking loser.
Well, actually, you know, I feel like a winner. I feel like a goddamn hero. I'm going to take what you said about the serial killer and his gold prospecting, and I'm going to apply that to me. Did I get canceled and go viral because I said something racist, homophobic, transphobic? Did I say something about Palestine or Israel? No. I talked about a moment where my wife and I were frustrated with one another, and it blew up, the most innocuous, stupid reason to go viral. And I pulled it off. God bless America. And
there you go,
man.
I say keep it up. I hope you become a men's rights activist, but for trivial things, you know? Just like just sitting there ranting like Alex Jones. Just, and why the hell do we have to put the goddamn seat down? I mean, it's just as easy for them to put it down as it is for us to put it down. I mean, don't they check before they... Blah, 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 blah. And what about the cap on the toothpaste?
God damn it, I should have leaned into it. Maybe it's not too late. I just said a minute ago that it's dying down. Maybe it's time to fire it back up and take that approach. I think my next video should be about toothpaste caps and toilet seats. But instead of, like, I watched the video again once. I had forgotten basically what I said because I record and then it's gone. I'm not even pretending to be really angry in there. I'm just sort of like frustrated. I think for this... toothpaste cap, I need to fucking lose it. I need to go beet red. I need to be screaming. And
yeah.
Okay. You've got
a camo hat on.
Yeah. You're my coach. My nose still itches. You're my coach. Do I blame it all on my wife or do I pivot and start blaming women, all women? What do I do, coach?
I think you got the idea, you know, because you have to make it broader. I mean, what's one small argument for a man is one giant leap for mankind in terms of the men's rights movement. So you make it about that, and then you sort of extrapolate and you just start yelling about women in general, but you keep bringing it back to the toothpaste and about how she refuses to roll it from the bottom and it's wasting toothpaste. And it gets too difficult to get it at the end. And you know what? Honestly, all that waste of toothpaste, you're buying more extra toothpaste rolls. This is killing fucking turtles in the ocean. You know what I mean? Like
it's just environmental. Yes, I can get the environmentalists on my side and the men. This is genius, Jake. I need to lean into this. I've been ignoring it and laughing at it. It's time to embrace it.
You got to do the next one dressed like Tom Cruise in Magnolia or like little, Ryan Gosling in the Barbie movie when he was doing his patriarchy takeover thing. You know, you have the fur coat with no shirt on. You do the whole fucking thing.
Was it respect the cock and tame the cunt? Was that the line in Magnolia?
Respect the cock and tame the cunt. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Every now and then, just in the middle of the toothpaste thing, it's like, yeah, I mean, they act like it's such a big deal to just roll the toothpaste from the bottom. I say respect the cock and tame the cunt. And you just keep doing it. Go full men's rights over. But trivial things. You don't talk about big stuff. We're not talking about divorce court or nothing like that.
And then once I use that line, then I sue Magnolia and Paul Thomas Anderson and the studio that released Magnolia because now I'm using it. I'm going to file a lawsuit and sue just like that guy sued the token estate. And I'll probably win or I'll just take a settlement. That didn't set any precedent, did it? No. This is a great plan. This is great on every level. Not only will I build my base, but now I'm going to file lawsuits. All I got to do is steal from other movies, steal lines like that. Oh, this is beautiful and brilliant, Jake.
That's right. We are writing Magnolia, a fan parody right now, where you are the Tom Cruise character, but all the rest of that shitty, artsy, pretentious ass movie, all those other
raining frogs.
Yeah, and he has no learning at the end where his dad dies or whatever. There's no learning. No, he's just ranting about women and toothpaste and toilet seats and all that shit. But screaming about trivial things, nothing.
I got to tell you a secret, Jake, and this can be a preview to any listeners that follow. I have been doing the bit on stage here in Detroit adjacent and recording it. And it's I've done two shows and it's done well both times. I've got two shows tonight. I'm going to record it and I'm going to post a live version of it, because one thing I said was, it's just me ranting. I get it. It's not as funny as when you're on stage. You're like, me yelling into my phone is a lot different from being on stage with a microphone. And everybody said, no, it's just not funny. Fuck you. Audiences are laughing at it. So I'm going to be like, okay, you think it's not fun, and funny's subjective. You don't have to find anything funny, but it works. So I'm going to post a live version of it with audiences laughing at it. So they go, why is that audience laughing? How dare they? He's a misogynist. Or he's kidding because he's a comedian.
Or the audience just respects the cock and tames the cunt. How about that?
That could be it. All right. Merry Christmas, everyone. Find Jake on all the social medias at Jake Vevra. You can find me online at NathanTimmel.com. And oh shit, I forgot to tell you this. This is horrible. I have a t-shirt store I've been promoting. I opened a t-shirt store in TeePublic. Someone said I should put canned pumpkin shirts up, so I did. I put one up that said, just buy the canned pumpkin for women. And then there's one for men that says, buy your own damn canned pumpkin or something.
That's right. And pregnant women can start changing the litter boxes too. I played along with that shit the first time my wife is pregnant. This second time, that whole pregnant women can't change the litter boxes. They say that it's bad for the baby because
the chemicals, whatever. Yeah,
because pheromone. Pregnant women are liars. They're liars. They made that up to try to make me do more housework.
Jake, you want in on this?
Yes.
I want to do it solo. I want you. Let's turn this podcast. You and I, we will be the anti-toothpaste litter box.
Yeah,
we're going to cash in together, my friend.
We're doing it. We're done changing litter boxes just because somebody in the house is knocked up. I mean, there's some stuff pregnant women shouldn't do. If you drink a lot, you have a fetal alcohol syndrome baby. You smoke a lot of crack, you have a crack baby. If you change the litter box, the kid, those are the ones with the, oh, absolutely nothing, because that's made up. They made that up. That's medical misinformation.
Or maybe they'll get cat superpowers.
That's true. That could happen to you. You know what? I'm going to have my wife change the litter box with the second one and we see what happens.
Yep.
It's
like you have your one, the control, you have Jake, and then you could just do a comparative study.
That's right. I'm going to prove it. And I will look like the biggest asshole if in 20 years, you know, the second son is just sitting there going, why am I like this? Because my mom changed the litter box. She changed the litter box. That's why I talk like a pirate with scurvy from the 16th century. Yar. She scooped it with her left hand. That's why I got a hook in that hand. Yeah. Yar, damn me, father. Curse his next voyage.
And that's fine. But until then, you and I can ride this wave for 20 years. Listeners, viewers, next week, we are all in on petty problems to trigger insecure people. That could be that will change the title of the podcast. Petty problems to trigger insecure people. It's kind of a mouthful, but you know. All right, Jake, good seeing your face. Merry Christmas. I'll talk to you around New Year's. And when are you back from travel? We'll talk to after the thing. Say goodbye.
I'm back next week. It'll be time next week.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Even if my kid turns out messed up, I'm going to blame it on the vaccine.
That's a good one.